各位午安。
Good afternoon, everyone.
再一次低头祷告。
Once again, let's bow our head in prayer.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
主，我哋求你嘅同在喺我哋当中。
Lord, we ask for your presence among us.
主，我哋感谢你为着你永远嘅爱情。
Lord, we give you thanks for your eternal love.
你将我哋放喺你嘅爱子嘅里边。
That you put us into your beloved Son.
主，我哋喺度，我哋愿意好似玛利亚咁再一次来到你嘅跟前。
Lord, we would like to be like Mary, coming before your feet.
来到再一次更深嘅认识你嘅爱。
Once again, in a deeper way to come to know your love.
对你系对你，我哋求。你的圣灵来到在我们里面，将我们用我们里面的对你的爱情再一次点望。
Lord, we pray for the working of the Holy Spirit once again set our hearts on fire to love you.
主，我们愿意我们不见一人，只见你自己。
Lord, may we see no one but the Lord yourself.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
多谢弟兄头先嘅诗歌嘅开始。
We thank our brother for the hymns just now.
弟兄拣嘅诗歌比我拣嘅更好。
The hymns chosen by our brother are better than my own hymns.
更适合。
More appropriate.
其实我都唔系好识拣诗歌。
In actual fact, I do not know how to choose hymns.
弟兄咧作一个好简单嘅引述。
And our brother has given us a simple introduction.
就讲到我会交通到以弗所启示录里边主对以弗所教会嘅书信。
And that is that I shall share on the book of Revelation concerning the message to the church in Ephesus.
但系咧，因为咧。呢封嘅书信咧，即系唔系以弗所书，我只系启示录第一个对第一个教会呢封嘅信咧，里边系有背景嘅。
And this letter to the church in Ephesus here in Revelation has a background。
第一个背景咧，就系佢哋点样喺嗰度。弟兄姊妹是信主在那里的教会是怎样开始。
The first point is how the church came about, how they came to believe in the Lord Jesus.
第二呢
And secondly,
就是主透过保罗是将以弗所书写过给他们。
The Lord through Paul wrote the letter of Ephesians to them.
这个都是很重要。
And this is very important as well.
我们知道他怎样教会怎样来到开始的时候。
Because if we know how the church began,
我们就更知道主的心意在他们当中在教会里面是怎样。
And we also know the desire and the heart of the Lord among them in that church.
叫他们更认识他们得救的目的。
So that they may know in a deeper way,The purpose of their salvation.
第三点。
And the third point.
当使徒约翰写系执着启示写启示录嘅时候。
When Apostle John, through receiving the revelation, when he wrote this letter of revelation.
嗰阵时大约系主后九十五年。
And that time it was A.D. 90. Around A.D. 90. 95.
当保罗写这个以弗所书的时候
When Paul wrote the letter of Ephesians,
他是 在罗马的第一次坐监的时候写
It was the first time that Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
他大约是主后63年左右
It was around A.D. 63.
呢啲时间都好紧要。
And the timing is very important.
佢写嘅系主后大约罗三年至罗五年嘅时候。
When the letter of Ephesians was written, it was around A.D. 63 to 65.
保罗系大约系主后67年嘅时候系殉道。
And we know that Paul was martyred around AD 67.
当他写提摩太后书的时候,
when he wrote 2 Timothy,
就是他说,他知道他面对圣道的时间快到了,
that he knew that the time was near for his departure.
他说他当跑的路他跑尽,
and he said he had run the race.
他当打的仗他打过,
he has finished the battle.
他所守的这个道也守过,
and he has kept the faith.
他在那里大约是写了以弗所书大约七年左右他写这个提摩太后书,
it was roughly about 7 years after he has written the letter to the Ephesians that he wrote 2 Timothy here.
在那里他也提到, 你知道以弗所的教会在当时的亚西亚土耳其这个亚西亚这个地方那里有不止七个教会那里有多个七个教会以弗所是其中的一个教会
you know the church in Ephesus is in Asia Minor, and there you find only 7 churches, but more than that.
保罗在写提摩太后书的时候, 七年之后写了以弗所书之后七年, 他就提到很多在亚西亚的教会都离弃了他。
And when he wrote the letter to of 2 Timothy, 7 years after the letter to Ephesians, he mentioned that many have left him in Asia.
到启示录约翰写的时候, 主后95年,
until Revelation, which John wrote AD 95,
那里从保罗写以弗所书的时间是相大约你计算六十五写的时候或者六十三写的时候九十五大约是六十年是吧三十
And if you calculate the period of time between writing the book of Ephesians and Revelation, it spans about 30 to 32 years. And therefore, in these 30 years, there were much changes. And we know many of our meetings and churches have started for over 30 years, whether it is London or Southampton.
但以弗所的教会,它的开始是非常之好。
But the church in Ephesus, it had a very good beginning.
但是在30年左右的时候,
but in a period of 30 years,
就算在保罗写提摩太后书的时候, 也都讲到那里的情况是非常之低落。
And even at the time of Paul writing 2 Timothy, already there was much decline at the church in Ephesus.
所以今天我和大家来到交通的主要的点。
And therefore, what I would like to share with all of you, the main point is,
就是以弗所教会的开始。
And that is the beginning of the church in Ephesus.
这个在《使徒行传》19、20章那里有记载。
And there it's recorded in Acts chapter 19 and 20.
也都讲到在保罗写以弗所书的时候, 大约以弗所教会的光景是怎样。
And at the time of Paul writing the letter of Ephesians, what the situation was like in that church.
我们就知道那里之后有一个低落,属灵的低落。
And after that point, there is a spiritual valley that declined.
所以到启示录主给以弗所的书的时候,书信讲的时候,有一样东西,主只一样他责备他们,就是他将原有起初的爱心是离弃了。
And therefore, in the letter to the church in Ephesus, the Lord will build them on one thing, and that is they have forsaken their first love.
我们主要讲一讲以弗所书在爱情的里面，这个以弗所书所讲到神的爱的里面，那里的主点是什么？
And I want to share with you the main point concerning the love found in Ephesians.
因为是这个成为了他们的根基。
Because it is this that becomes their basis.
我们会讲到什么叫原有起初的爱。
And I will also share with you what it is regarding this first love.
也都讲到主的呼召是悔改。
And also want to mention to you the calling of the Lord is repent.
也都讲到主对得胜的应许。
And also would like to share with you the promise given to those overcomers.
咁我哋开始啦。
Let's begin.
我打开使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
因为我哋读嘅经文都会好多，所以我只系抽啲嚟读。我亦都叫请弟兄姊妹用英文读。我哋读中文嘅，我哋自己嚟到睇。
I will be reading quite a number of passages, and so will be just reading the necessary verses, and will only be reading in English.
我哋打开使徒行传第十九章。
We turn to Acts chapter 19.
我哋呢度就系记载到以弗所嘅教会点样开始。
And here is the account of the beginning of the church in Ephesus.
我哋首先读第十三节。一路读到十八节。
We'll read firstly from verse 13 to verse 18. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon possessed. They would say, "In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this.One day, the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?" Then a man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. When this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Many of those who believedNow came and openly confessed their evil deeds.
就透过呢件事嘅事情发生。
And through the accounts here.
嗱呢件事情咧，系一个好紧要嘅事情。
And this is a very important matter.
因为咧呢度咧系满有邪恶魔鬼嘅势力嘅地方，以弗所。
Because Ephesus was filled with the dominion and power of the devil.
你睇到喺呢度咧，成日都讲鬼嘅。
And here you find many references to demons.
你都睇到咧，嗰啲嘅人咧，好多系行邪术噶。
And many were involved in sorcery.
以弗所嘅地方确实系满有魔鬼邪恶嘅势力嘅地方。
The Ephesus was filled with the evil and the work of the enemy Satan.
要赶走呢一个邪恶嘅势力。唔系我哋用一啲嘅话语就可以做得到。
To cast out the evil forces cannot be done with simple words alone。
呢度有啲人咧，佢哋以为佢哋可以用一啲嘅话咧就可以赶鬼。
And some here thought that they would be able to drive out demons with some words。
佢哋以为咧，可以咧，甚至咧系奉耶稣的名或者奉保罗的名来到赶鬼，第十三节。
They thought that they would be able to cast out demons by invoking the name of the Lord Jesus or even the name of Paul.
点知咧，呢个鬼咧回答咧，佢话耶稣我认识啊，保罗我也知道，你系边个啊？你哋系边个？
But the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know and I know about Paul, but who are you?"
所以你要赶。你唔系今日唔系话要玩同撒旦嚟到魔鬼嚟到玩笑一下。
We're not here playing games with the devil。
单系用一啲嘅字句，你冇实际咧，系魔鬼 係唔會俾你趕走嘅。
If you just use simple words without substance, you will not be able to drive the devil out.
所以唔係呢個名嘅緣故。
And therefore, it is not because of the name.
但係你我哋有冇一個實際
？But rather, you have the reality.
所以佢哋冇實際嘅時候，用個名都冇用。所以鬼就鬼附個嗰個。恶鬼所附的人就跳在他们身上胜了其中二人制服他们叫他们赤着身子受伤从那房子里逃出去。
And because they did not have reality, they were useless, and the man who were possessed by the demon jumped on them and overpowered them, and he gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding.
咁之后主嘅名呢好多人犹太人同埋无论是犹太人希利利人知道呢个事就惧怕，主嘅名咧从此就被尊大。
And after that event, the Jews and the Greeks living there were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor.
佢话嗱已经信嘅人信嘅多有人来承认承认诉说自己所行嘅事。
And verse 18 says, many of those who believed now came and openly confessed their evil deeds.
所以嗰个嘅开始，嗰个见证嘅开始，唔系一个我哋用言语或者用一啲外边嘅名字嚟可以赶走撒旦嘅权势。
And therefore, the start of this testimony is not based on simple words or a name that can cast out Satan.
咁咧，嗰啲信嘅人咧，信咗主嘅，佢哋就将佢哋嗰啲叫邪术嘅书咧，都带嚟堆积喺众人面前嚟到焚烧呢十九节。佢哋算嘅书价咧，便知道共合五万块钱。
And those who believed in the Lord Jesus, they put together the scrolls from sorcery.And they burnt them in public, and the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas.
这个字呢快钱这个钱的字呢是跟犹大你知道犹大卖主的犹大他用30块钱来到卖主收了30块钱来到出卖主同一个字这个钱同一是 silver, 是一些银。
This drachmas here is as the same drachma that Judas used to betray the Lord. We know that Judas betrayed the Lord with 30 silver coins, and the silver coins here is the same drachma.
但呢度嘅人咧，佢哋将佢哋嗰啲嘅邪术嘅书咧，值五十千嘅 silver 嘅银咧，嚟到烧晒佢。
But those who believed in the Lord gathered all the sorcery scrolls and they burnt them. And it equates to 50,000 drachmas.
我只想猶大是很貪心但是貪很少的30塊錢。
And I think to myself that Judas was very greedy, but that was only 30 pieces of silver.
有人說一個 drachma,就是一日的工钱。
And some would tell you that one drachma is about a day's wage.
但当他们魔鬼的势力被赶出来的时候在人的里面被赶出来的时候他们就悔改他们就你知道五十千比犹大那三十块钱多几多少
And,
你知我唔敢計啦因為我自己好計錯你哋嗰啲頭腦嗰啲好嘢你計啦而家計啦。
Once the dominion of Satan has been cast out, they were willing to gather together scrolls that were worth 50,000 drachmas. And how many multiples is that to 30 pieces of silver?
幾多有冇人已經開始計緊啦用計數機。我自己屋企計過，不過唔記得咗幾多，係一百幾，係咪百幾千，超過百幾嚇？
一點 1,700
1,700，你知我而家啲計數真係慘，我個點咪點錯咗個零點。
Stephen
1,600
哇，系真系，如果你计下几多年嘅收入咧，如果一日系一块钱
，and if we have to calculate how many years of wages is that 50,000 drachmas？
几多年嘅收入
？How many years worth？ 吓 ？No more.
More than
50,000 divided by 360.
嗰阵时冇计数机啊。
How many days a week do they work?
如果你好勤力，好中国人，365日。
Assuming they work every day of the week.
一百几多？一百三十八年。
138 years of wages.
一百三十八年，我已经六十啦，咁我谂我都唔好难会有咁多嘅。
I'm already 60 and I cannot imagine working for that period of time.
所以你可以从呢啲嘅数字里边，你就认识到信主嘅人嗰阵时嘅心冇被呢啲钱罩住。呢啲钱系做得应该系好辛苦啊！梗系啦，佢卖嗰啲邪术书，梗系呃人，咁啊赚得好容易。但系嗰啲人买嘅咧，就做得好辛苦先买得翻嚟。
And if we think about the amount of money here, tell us of their love towards the Lord initially. 50,000 drachmas, how hard they had to work in order to gain that amount of money. And they were willing to give that up because of their belief in the Lord, their love.
主嘅道大大兴旺啊，二十节，且得胜就是这样。
And in this way, verse 20, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power.
佢嘅伸展到系咩点样咧？我睇二十六节。
And to what extent did it progress? 26.
这保罗不但在以弗所，也几乎在亚西亚全地，引诱迷惑许多人。
And you see and hear how this fellow Paul has convinced and led astray large numbers of people here in Ephesus and in practically the whole province of Asia.
我知亚西亚就系指到嗰七个教会、七八个教会嘅地方。
And we know that Asia is where the seven churches are located.
所以你知道以弗所系嗰个工作开始，嗰个见证开始，系其他嘅聚会跟住嚟嘅。其他嗰亚西亚嗰几个聚会，嗰六七个聚会就跟住就被建立噶啦。
And you know, this is only the starting point here in Ephesus, and because of the work in Ephesus, other churches follow, the other six churches also located in Asia.
那些神的工作好像透过一点的火花，刚才我们讲火花，现在这些不是真的，这些真的是火花，这些就一路的立着了亚西亚的地方，以致神的福音，神的道就兴旺。
And because of Ephesus, it's just like a spark,really spreading fire to the whole region in Asia and other churches and then began.
我们看二十章的时候，我们知道保罗有一次是不能，就是他不去到以弗所，他就召那班的服侍的长老来到建连。
And we know in chapter 20, because Paul was not able to go to Ephesus, he asked the elders of Ephesus to come and meet him.
在这个米利都的地方，第十七节。
And it is in this place called Miletus.
我们知道那时真的是一个很美丽，一个很好的光景。
That was a beautiful and very good scenery. Condition.
其实真的是一个好的一个 scenery。一个好的风景，因为一个弟兄说，我去游览的地方，弟兄姊妹就是我的风景。
And it is indeed a good scenery because when they see the brothers and sisters there, that becomes a beautiful scenery.
咁咧，我哋睇我哋廿七节。
Verse 27,
28. 咁保罗话：我神嘅旨意，我一啲都冇避讳，唔讲俾你听。
Verse 27 says, I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God.
而是讲给那班负责带领的长老知道，你们要谨慎，
佢话你要牧养，为群全群谨慎牧养神嘅教会，就是他用自己血所买嚟嘅。
And to the leaders of the church in Ephesus, Paul said, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers."
佢更讲到佢走咗之后，有凶暴嘅豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群也够节。
And they've been bought with the blood of the Lord Jesus. And after Paul left them, salvage wolves would come and among them.
用啲荒谬嘅话咧，嚟到引诱门徒跟随佢哋。
And they would lead disciples away with a distortion of truth.
呢啲讲到系引诱人嘅咧，喺佢哋嘅中间嚟到出嚟嘅。
And those who would lead people astray would come from among them.
这个我们很提醒我们。
This should really be a strong reminder for us.
你看看以弗所他们的属灵的光景的低落，他们离弃了保罗，离弃了原有的爱心，不是说没有原因，突然间来的。
And you know the church in Ephesus, the reason why there was this decline, why they have left their first love was was with reason.
因为好多仇敌嘅工作都系喺从里边嚟。
Because many works of the enemy begins from within.
咁呢个我哋知道，或者会，因为保罗话我知道会系咁嘅事情，所以叫佢哋系谨慎。为全群来到谨慎牧养他的教会。
And Paul knew that it would happen, and Paul asked the elders there to keep watch.
所以但是主就给以弗所一封很特别的书信来以弗所书。
And therefore the Lord gave the church in Ephesus a very special letter, and that is the epistles of Ephesians.
我自己觉得
I feel personally,
主为什么不给哥林多的教会以弗所的书信的内容呢？
How come the Lord did not give to the church in Corinth the contents of the letter to Ephesians?
为什么主不将以弗所书的内容来讲给加拉太的教会呢？
How come the Lord did not give the contents of Ephesians to the church in Galatia?
主以为是将特别是以弗所或者讲埋哥罗西呢两封嘅书信嚟到俾佢哋。
But the Lord gave them the letter of Ephesians and the letter of Colossians.
因为两封书信都系差唔多嗰时候写啦。
Because those two letters were written at around the same time.
亦都系大家彼此嘅嚟到去配搭嘅。
And they complement each other.
我自己觉得。有的时候主不能够将在那时候主不能够将他的话给这样的话给哥林多的教会或者给加拉太教会是有原因的。
I feel there are reasons why at that time the Lord was not able to give the message of Ephesians to the church in Corinth or the church in Galatia.
当然这些书信都是给整个的教会。
Of course, all these letters are for all the churches.
但你知道主亦都俾哥林多嘅书信。
But you know the Lord has also given to the church in Corinth, Corinthians, the letter of Corinthians.
你都知道主俾加拉太嘅教会有一封指定嘅书信。
And the Lord has given to the church in Galatia their own specific letter.
所以我喺呢度我就唔需要讲点解。如果你熟悉哥林多的教会或者加拉太的地方的教会，你就知道为什么。
I do not need to go into the details, but if you know the background of those churches, then you would understand why.
我们看以弗所书第一章第十五节。
We'll turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15.
我们请大兄读以弗所书第一章第十五节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15.For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints.
这个就是保罗听到之后他们一路的光景，原来他们仍都在主的信和爱的里面。
And Paul heard about their condition that they remain in the faith, in the Lord and their love for the Lord.
我自己咁样睇翻新约嘅书书信嘅时候，我就发觉一件事情好特别，就系信心同爱系好多时摆埋一齐。
And when I read again the epistles in the New Testament, I find that the faith and love always come together.
特別係加拉太，主寫俾加拉嘅加拉太教會加拉太書，佢講到唔係守唔守國禮係有功效，但係呢個信心係透過愛嚟到成全嘅 ，works through faith。Works through love.
And in particular, the letter to the Galatians, that it mentions that faith works through love.
所以淨係有信心係唔夠。
And therefore, if you only have faith, it is not enough.
係有呢個嘅愛。
You need love as well.
但呢個愛唔係我哋人嘅愛。
And this love is not a human love.
呢个爱系特别一个字 ，agape 系神嘅爱。
This love is agape love.
因为只有你系信耶稣，接受咗神嘅爱，神嘅爱就喺你嘅里边。
And only after you have believed in the Lord Jesus, then you have this love of God in you.
所以佢仍然系一个爱心，系一个一个嘅佢哋嘅追求，仍然喺。在主耶稣的里面，亦都在爱众信徒的里面。
And therefore their pursuit is in the Lord Jesus Christ and in loving all the saints.
你看以弗所书的时候，你会读到一些的东西，虽然没有很特别讲到以弗所教会的情形，但你读到保罗讲一些的说话的时候，你就知道主的心对他们是怎样。
And when you read Ephesians, maybe you cannot be very, very clear about the condition of the church at that time, but through the words of Paul, you understand the desires of the Lord towards the church in Ephesus.
因为他主说很盼望不单止他们有这么好的开始，他们要继续的，要认识他们怎样主的心意，主的永远的心意拯救他们的。
And the Lord decides that not only do they have a good start, but they will continue to understand the purpose of the Lord for them.
亦都因为主都知道将来他们会扭坏，他们会有败坏，有败坏的光景。
Because the Lord knows that in the future there will be decay in that place.
主是知道的。
The Lord knows.
但是主不是说知道了你一定发生，但是主都给我们有封嘅书信，俾佢哋有封嘅书信，佢哋可以认识佢哋点样走前面嘅路，去讨主嘅喜悦。
Although the Lord knows what would happen, the Lord continues to write this letter to them to show them the way that they should go.
我读以弗所书嘅时候，我就读到嗰度有起码啦17次讲到爱。
When we read Ephesians, there you find 17 references of love.
读到启示录嘅以弗所嘅书信嘅时候，就讲到佢哋将呢个原有起初嘅爱离弃咗。
And when we come to the letter of Revelation, then there you find that they have forsaken the first love.
咁呢个嘅爱同呢个嘅起初嘅爱有咩关系咧
？What is the relationship between this love and the first love？
爱系从神嚟。
Love comes from God.
起初的爱是从我们那里去回应神。
The first love comes as a response of our love towards the love of God.
而是带我们去到更深的，好像这个以弗所书说，叫你们在他的爱心里面，是爱的里面，是有根有基。
And this first love causes us to grow in our love, that as in Ephesians it says, this love may have foundation.
叫我们更认识，叫他们更认识这个爱是何等的长阔高深。
That they may come to know the height and depth and width and length of this love of Christ.
讲到主是几咁爱我们，在以弗所书第二章，他说，第四节，第二章第四节，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
And here tell us of this great love of God in verse 4 of chapter 2, it says, because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy.
他的大爱。
This great love.
再一次提，讲给我们听，他的救恩是出自一个大的爱。
Again, emphasizing that this salvation is based on His great love for us.
我一路读落去嘅时候，我系好特别留意到神就将呢个爱呢、这个系一个关系嚟噶。我哋头先都几次上午都有提到呢、这个爱系一个关系嚟噶。
And we know that this love is a relationship. We mentioned this previously.
所以我哋睇翻到爱啦。
And now let's look at love.
爱喺以弗所书里边系好紧要。
Love in the letter of Ephesians is very important.
如果你唔去抓住嘅时候，恐怕有一天，或者恐怕我哋今日，我哋都已经离开咗原有起初嘅爱。
If you do not grasp this love, then I'm afraid you may also have lost your first love.
让我慢慢嚟到讲呢件事。
I will slowly share on this very topic.
我哋知道喺《以弗所书》里边最突出嘅爱嘅关系系乜嘢？
And we know the emphasis of this love and this relationship of love.
或者最突出就系最 outstanding.
Outstanding point of this love.
佢唔系讲去强调呢样嘢，佢系讲到爱嗰个嘅关系系最讲到咩事就系夫妻嘅关系。
And the focus and the illustration there points us to the relationship between a husband and wife.
夫妻嘅关系成为一体。
The husband and wife comes together as one.
主同教会，主系爱教会，为教会舍己。呢个系以弗所书第五章廿五节。
You find this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
主系爱教会。
The Lord loves his church.
佢将佢自己都放弃咗，交出嚟。
That he gave himself up for her.
佢唔话啊，咁样就算啦。
He did not stop at that.
佢有个开始。
There's a start.
救咗我哋。
That he saved us.
但系佢有一个嘅目的。
But he has a purpose.
就系要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己。呢个系第五章嘅廿六廿七节。啊，毫无玷污、皱纹等类嘅病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Verse 26-27 says, To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but only holy and blameless.
你知道在启示录最后22章的时候
You know in Revelation, towards the end, Revelation chapter 22,
我谂系廿二章，一日廿章，我再睇一睇。我谂我都会同大家读噶啦。
廿一章嘅时候 read that with you as well.
对唔住，十九章。
Actually, apologies, chapter 19.
我哋读第七节。
Verse 7.
同埋第八节。
And verse 8.
启示录第十九章第七同埋第八节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 and verse 8.
Let
us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has been made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints.
要讲到有一个嘅婚宴，系羔羊同埋新妇嘅婚宴。
Here it talks about a wedding banquet of the Lamb and the bride.
在以弗所书那里是讲到基督爱教会要教会成为他的妻子。
And in Ephesians it tells us that Christ loved the church and wanted the church to be his bride.
最近我知道东伦敦你们有婚礼了是不是
And we know recently there have been weddings here in East London.
我又参加过你们上个礼拜六的一个弟兄姊妹的婚礼。
And I attended the wedding last Saturday of a brother and sister here.
咁喺呢个呢对新人未结婚之前，佢哋到佢哋知道主系佢哋预备大家将来系夫妻。
And before they were married,But they know that the Lord had put them together so that in the future that they would be husband and wife.
所以他们 我听到咧，你嘅见证咧，交通就好多嘅预备啦，为呢个嘅婚礼。
And I heard the testimony and sharing that they had much planning to be done。
其实真系好多嘅预备。
And in actual fact, there are many preparations needed。
好多。
Many, much preparation。
好多嘅预前已经预备。
And they had to prepare months ahead。
为着咩咧
？What for？
为着呢一日。
For that one day,
为着他们一同的成为夫妻。
On that day when they shall come together as husband and wife,
所以当在以弗所书讲这个爱夫妻基督和教会的关系的时候，就讲到有一天在启示录的时候有一个婚宴。
And therefore, in Ephesians, it talks about the love between Christ and his bride. It points to that one day there will be this wedding banquet in heaven.
所以今天那个的就是预备的时候。
And therefore, today we are in preparation phase.
主是怎样预备到洗净教会，叫教会是无瑕疵、圣洁、无瑕疵等等。
And it tells us that the Lord is preparing for that day by cleansing the church so that she will not have any wrinkles or blemish.
所以睇到喺以弗所启示录嘅以弗所嘅书信嗰度咧，就讲到一个问题，大嘅问题就系你嘅起初嘅爱心去咗边度啊
？And when you come to the letter to Ephesus in Revelation, there we discover this big problem, and that is where has the first love gone？
我自己想下，我都结咗婚好耐啦，我都唔敢谂几耐。
Many years, I'm afraid I'll get it wrong as well.
我记得，我谂我哋大家都好记得，我哋以前要结婚之前，夫妻你就嚟未婚夫未婚妻嗰个关系点样
？We all remember, previously, before we got married, when we were still courting with fiancés, and what kind of relationship that was.
你个老嗰女只有佢瞓觉都想住佢。
And in our mind, there's only one person, him or her, only that person, even when we're sleeping, is that person in our mind.
你可以同佢叫煲电话粥啊，即係 long phone conversation. 你可以讲个几两个钟头都得㗎。
And you can be on the phone for hours with her.
哎呀，佢叫你死你都去做㗎。
And if she wants you to die, you would go ahead and do it.
你唔係我死，我唔嫁你，唔肯娶你。
And you die for me and you're willing to do that.
所以你话呢个嘅爱系几咁紧要
？And you understand how important this love is？
好啦，而家话俾我，唔敢你唔好同我讲，我都唔想同讲。而家你点咧？你结咗婚
？And you do not need to ask me what is your married life like today？
你嘅爱情系点啊
？What about your love？
所以嗰个第一嗰个爱情，起先嗰个爱情。是好主是好宝贵呢一个。
And therefore the Lord find very precious that first love.
你都睇到，因为嗰度有一个嘅婚宴，有一个嘅结婚啊，有一个教会同基督系成为一喺啊，呢因为呢一个，所以你再就问一问嗰个原有起初嘅爱心喺边度啊？而家。
And you also see that there will be a wedding, there will be a banquet when Christ and the church, his bride will become one. And therefore the question is, where is that first love now?
我哋参加呢个婚礼嘅时候，冇话问嗰个大家问你仲爱唔爱我，冇问呢句啦，梗系当然爱我啦，系咪？佢冇问呢句。
When we attended that wedding, no one would, the bride or groom would not ask, do you still love me?
即係嗰個證婚嗰個證婚嘅都唔問呢個問題。
And the one who the master of the ceremony will not ask that question too.
如果問呢個問題，就不如嗰日唔需要有呢個婚禮。
If you have to ask that question, maybe it's not necessary to have the wedding.
所以呢個，因為有一個嘅起初嘅愛，呢個愛係一路嘅不計一切嚟到去跟隨主，亦都睇到主嘅愛不顧一切咁愛我哋。
And because of this first love, forsaking all, we love the Lord and how the Lord loves us by giving up of himself to us.
就是因为有一天
Because one day,
会有一个婚宴
that there will be a wedding banquet.
我们去到那个婚宴那里
When we attend that banquet,
我们就好像那个一个结婚的做妻子的 啊，佢怀住丈夫嘅，佢何等嘅盼望嗰天。
We are like that bride or the bridegroom, so much longing for that day to come.
但系
，but
好多时我哋以为结咗婚就最紧要啦，结婚最紊要啦。
We think the wedding day is the most important.
结咗婚就系最后噶啦。
We think that is the goal.
结婚系咩啊？系一个开始。
But the wedding day is only the beginning.
所以喺结咗婚之后，所以主就系讲到呢一样嘢，继续会讲到呢一样喺启示录一路讲到永远结咗婚唔系等于停咗啦，咩都 OK 咯，已经成就咗啦。结咗婚之后仲有嘅。
The wedding is only a start. Therefore, in Revelation, you find the Lord talking about the relationship, the love after that initial marriage. That there are more things to come.
但系呢个嘅关系，呢个嘅生活同主啊，系基于呢个嘅爱。
But this relationship, this life with the Lord, is based on this love.
冇呢个爱，嗰个嘅婚姻系冇味道啊。
Without this love, then that marriage will have no taste.
结咗婚之后，不如就唔好一齐住咯，冇呢个爱嘅。
After you are married without this love, then why bother living together? Because you do not have this love.
所以喺爱以弗所书嘅爱嘅里边，系提到一样嘅事情，系爱嘅终结，即系唔系终结，爱带到嗰度系一个婚宴。
And therefore, in the love found in the church in Ephesus, it brings us to a point, and that is the wedding banquet.
我哋冇时间或者睇其他，但我哋再读一节喺以弗所书第六章廿四节。
And we'll read one more verse. We don't have much time, and that is in Ephesians chapter 6. Chapter 6,
第六章嘅最后尾嘅节廿四节。
And verse 24, the last verse in chapter 6.
我请阿 Michael 读出嚟。
Verse 24, grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love.
不死嘅爱。
This undying love.
喺达地嘅译本系讲到呢个诚心。爱我们主耶稣基督的人，这个诚心是讲到没败坏没扭坏的爱。
And in the Darby version, it mentioned that this genuine,
incorruptible
love cannot decay.
所以今天主给我们要看到这个教会，这个的爱不单止是一个不死的爱，那是一个不是已经腐败咗扭坏嘅爱。
And therefore, the Lord wants us to see this church, this love, that it is undying, it has undying love, it is incorruptible, there cannot be any decay.
我哋睇到呢一节嘅尾系好有意思，因为之后过咗之后嘅时间就开始 corrupt, 就开始扭坏。
And we see this is very meaningful at the end of the letter of Ephesians. You find this verse because not long after this, then we see decay in that place.
我们看到保罗说，若你有这样的心爱主，你不在的扭坏，不在那些玷污，不在那些腐败的里面，你愿你蒙恩典蒙恩惠。
And Paul says, if you have such an undying love for the Lord, then you will not be found in corruptible things, in the imperfection, that you may receive grace from the Lord Himself.
好啦，而家我哋就讲一讲呢个嘅起初嘅爱。
And now let's look at this first love.
喺启示录嘅第二章。
And this is in Revelation chapter 2.
第二章的第一节，我们是读到第七节。
And we read from chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 7. Verse 1. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work and your perseverance.I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, and that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardship for my name, and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
当主是交这个书信，叫约翰交给这些书信给教会的时候，
When the Lord asked John to give these letters to the churches,
他讲到是教会的使者，
And there he mentions the messengers of the churches.
以前我们读以弗所的书信或者其他书信的时候， 都是写给众信徒，或者写给一些长老或者执事们。
Previously, when we read of the epistles, they are normally written to the saints or the churches there.
但这里主是将使者，没说是谁。
But here you find that it was to the messenger. Did not tell us who that person is.
这个使者手里拿七星，在七个金灯台。 说，右手拿七星，就七星在七个金灯台行走的，这个是主啦。
And we know that the person who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands, that refers to the Lord himself.
我知道在那个时候，从这个背景里面的，知道，教会的光景是非常之低落。
We know from the background and the situation at that time that it was the church there was in much decline.
所以你将这个书信给交给一啲低落已经离弃嘅人，系会好似叛徒，系冇乜意思了。
And therefore, if you were to give the letter here to the Christians who were in a decline and backslidden, then it would be rather meaningless.
因为他们很多的事，固然他们要知道，但是
Of course they know some things.
但是主是要将这些话交给教会的使者，忠心的，还是
But the Lord would rather give the letter to the messengers of the church, those who are faithful before the Lord.
所以这个灯台在主那里，他又拿着手七星，在七个金灯台行走。
And therefore we find the lampstand is with the Lord, that he is the one who holds the seven stars, who walks among the seven golden lampstands.
是主在那里行走。
It is the Lord himself who is walking among them.
七个星代表七个教会。
The seven stars
Seven
stars refer to the seven churches.
七个灯台都讲到七个教会。
The seven lampstands also talks about the seven churches.
灯台是在旧约在会幕的时候，灯台在会幕的中间，在圣所的里面。
And in the Old Testament time, you find the lampstands in the tabernacle, in the holy place.
为什么会在中间呢?
Why is it in the middle of the tabernacle?
里面就是至圣所。
Because inside is the Holy of Holies.
外面就是外院祭，同坛。
And outside you find the outer court is where they offer sacrifices, with the altar there.
我们都知道，主吩咐祭司，亚伦和他的祭司，他们要去管理、修理这个灯。
And we know that God asked Aaron and the priest to trim the lampstand, make sure it's oil and burning bright.
我们最近读撒加利亚的时候，撒加利亚书的时候，我们就读到这个灯台有橄榄树，有橄榄的油是上的来到个灯台。
And we read of this lampstand in Zechariah talking about the fact that their oil from the olive tree feeding this lampstand.
所以灯台的见证呢，一方面向着神，是至圣所那边， 向着神，是神的见证。
On one hand, the lampstand gives testimony before God, towards the God,
Holy of Holies.
Holy of Holies.
但从外院来看呢，那个灯台呢，就向着外院的人，外边的人来做作一个见证。
But to those standing outside, they can see this lampstand as the testimony shining towards them.
所以一个见证不是只是一个见证是两方面，一个向着神，是神所要，是神的全部的心思是见证出来，另一方面是向着世界来做见证出来。
And therefore the testimony has two parts. One is towards God and manifest the full purpose of God, and the other side is the testimony towards this world.
所以当我们明白为什么那个起初的爱是这么重要，虽然他们的行为劳碌忍耐，又不能够容忍恶人，又是试验那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的，是假的。即是为他的名又忍耐又劳苦，并不乏倦。我们如果不知道的时候，我们说他几好。
And therefore you need to understand what this first love is. Otherwise, when you read of the deeds and the hard work, perseverance, and they're able to tell the false apostles, and they hate the Nicolaitans, you would find them rather good.
但是你明明白，那个是一个夫妻的关系，那个有一个婚姻等候。如果那个对主没有这个起初的爱，那个是，哎呀，好痛苦啊，好痛苦。对主来讲很痛苦，我们不知道我们有没有这个感受。
But you have to understand that this is a relationship between a husband and a wife, and they're waiting for that wedding day, and if they do not have this first love, then it is rather painful, it is suffering to be in that situation, that relationship.
结婚也都是只一个开始。
And wedding is only a beginning.
还有永远，结婚那个意思就是带到神旨意的成就。
And the meaning of that wedding, it will be bring forth to the fulfillment of the purpose and will of God.
但还有将来的世代。
But there is the future generations.
那里我们就明白一点，虽然他们恨恶尼哥拉党的人，尼哥拉党呢就没有很正式的说他们是什么，但尼哥拉的意思呢，就是他们呢是很强的，他们去胜过你，去 overcome 你，去战胜你。
And here you read that they hate the practices of Nicolaitans. We do not have much background here, but the word Nicolaitans means they are very strong. They try to overcome you.
啊，佢哋系之上，你哋系之下。
That they are above you and you are below them.
主都系就系恨恶呢啲嘅人。
And the Lord also hates them.
但系到别加摩嘅时候，十五节，佢哋服从咗尼哥拉一党嘅教训。
And in verse 15, at the church in Pergamum, they already submitted to the teaching of Nicolaitans.
So, 现在我们好求主给我们起初的爱。
And today, we ask the Lord to recover this first love.
因为这个灯台是从在卡萨卡里树，是看到是从橄榄树那些橄榄油不断地供应这个灯台。
Because this lampstand, as depicted in Zechariah, it is supplied with oil from this olive tree.
This is 讲到圣灵，圣灵就是那个的油。他圣灵，我们读到罗马书第五章，是不是第五节？是讲到圣灵是用，是将神的爱浇灌在我们那里。浇灌的意思就是倒啊，很丰富的倒在我们那里。
And this oil talks about the Holy Spirit. We read in Romans chapter 5 verse 5 that the Holy Spirit pour into our heart and He is that action of pouring into us.
因为最后主是叫他们悔改。
And lastly, we read the Lord asking them to repent.
在哪里堕罪落的，你在哪里来到悔改。
Where they have fallen, there they need to repent.
悔改的意思就是什么？
What is the meaning of repent?
就是说我们有些地方是亏欠了主。
That we have fallen short in some areas before the Lord.
回到主那里。
That we need to go back to the Lord.
在启示录有一句的应许就说，这些得胜的，他们怎样得胜？他们是因着主的羔羊的血。他因着羔羊的血。
And in in Revelation it tells us how the saints overcome. It is because of the precious blood of the Lamb.
同埋佢所见证嘅道。
And the testimony of the word.
好似喺以弗所开始嘅时候，佢所见证嘅道系有能力，唔系只一个外貌。
Just like at the beginning of the letter of Ephesians, that the word that they proclaimed had power. It did not come with just simple words.
喺末后嘅时候，就系有敬虔嘅外貌，就冇咗敬虔嘅实际或者能力。
In the last days, there is the appearance of godliness, but lacks substance.
要喺嗰度悔改。
That we need to repent at that point.
喺嗰度靠着主嘅血嚟到洗净。
That by the blood of the Lord we are cleansed.
好似约一书第一章第九节，系认我哋嘅罪，佢嘅儿子嘅血就能够洗净我哋嘅罪，赦免我哋嘅罪，洗净我哋一切嘅不义。
Just like in 1 John, it tells us that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and will forgive all our sins because of the blood of the Son of God.
事实上都是靠着主的血，但我们要回转，我们的悔改要在主的血的洁净之下。
That we have to rely on the precious blood of the Lord, that we need to repent by relying on the blood of the Lamb.
最后得胜的，他们是连自己的性命都不爱惜。
And lastly, that those who overcome, they did not love their own life.
他爱他们的魂的生命,
they did not love their soul life.
是他自己的,
their own life.
到最后的时候，我就讲到这个得胜的应许。
And lastly, I would like to share with you the promise of overcoming.
就是说，他会将得胜的，这是第七节。 我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。In
verse 7, it says, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
乐园在哪里?
Where is the paradise of God?
刚才早上弟兄讲到伊甸园,在创世纪的伊甸园。
This morning, our brother shared about the Garden of Eden.
是神在那里栽种的一个园子。It
is the Garden of God.
有些人就说这个是地上那时的乐园啦。
And some would say at that point, at that time is the paradise of God on earth.
因为那时候神可以在那里跟亚当夏娃有相交，还有神在那里安排预备的一切都是非常非常之好。
Because at that time God was able to meet with a man and commune with man, and there you find everything to be very good.
但是现在的乐园在哪里?
But where is the paradise of God today?
你坐在伊拉克的地方，以前在那里，你在那里今天见不到那里的乐园。
And some thought that maybe it's in the area of Iraq, but now you cannot find it anymore.
你都不准人去现在。
And you cannot even go to that place.
守住在那里。
It's been guarded.
但是我们知道，刚才弟兄今次讲到有两棵的树，一棵是生命树。
But we know that in the Garden of Eden there was the tree of life and also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但今天的乐园在哪里?
But where is the paradise of God today?
我们只是小小的想到，主跟那个强盗悔改的强盗说，今天我会和你在乐园那里，即是说这个乐园不在地上。
And if you think of the word of the Lord Jesus to the criminal next to him, that today you will be with me in paradise, then you will know that this paradise is not on earth.
当保罗讲到他被提到三层天的时候，他说那里是乐园。
And when Paul himself mentioned that he was lifted to the third heaven, he mentioned there it was the paradise of God.
所以乐园是神今天在为我们预备。 这个乐园在天上，今天神在为我们，一路主是为我们预备这个乐园。正如昔日，祂为我们预备很多的东西。
And we know that God is preparing His paradise for us, and it is in heaven, and He is doing His preparation today.
这个生命树，我们看到在启示录的22章，很有趣的，这个生，祂是讲回这个生命树，这个生命树在河的两边。
And when we read of this tree of life, you find in Revelation chapter 2 that the tree of life was planted next to the river, on both sides of the river.
他说到这个，究竟是不是有两条河呢？他们说到一条的生命河。
And there you mention this river of life Are there one river or two?
因为佢讲到嗰度呢个嘅河，呢、这个嘅街，亦都唔系讲好多条街。呢、这个街同埋呢个河一路去到宝座度，佢哋系旋转咁上。所以你生命树喺中间，你边个都会睇到。你总之喺呢个河，呢、这个河系咁样沿住佢上，你喺街地都会睇到。
And you find that there is this one street and one river, and they circulate around towards the throne, and from all angles you see the tree of life there.
我哋知道呢个生命树就讲到我哋嘅主。
And we know that this tree of life points to our Lord Himself.
但呢个生命树喺启示录廿二章系成熟嘅生命树，系每个月都结果子噶。
And the tree of life found in Revelation 22 is a matured tree of life that every month it yields its fruit.
我哋可以食噶。个个月都有得食噶。
That we can eat of his fruit every month.
系咁丰富，系主为我哋预备噶。
It's so abundant that the Lord has prepared for us.
我哋知道喺22章嘅时候讲到呢个系一个城，喺嗰度有生命嘅河、生命嘅树。我哋知道嗰阵时教会好似用一个城来到彰显出来。
We know that there you have the city where you find the tree of life, the river of life. It points to the fact that the church is like that city of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We give thanks and praise our Lord.
我们原来主对我们今班离开了、离弃他爱心的、起初爱心的人，仍有这样宝贵的应许。
That the Lord continue to have such wonderful promises to us who have forsaken our first love to Him.
主说我去是为你们预备地方。
The Lord Himself says, I go to prepare a place for you.
他说我预备好我就会接你来了。
And once I have prepared the place, I will come and take you with me.
什么意思啊?
What is the meaning there?
He will take us home, 带我们回家。
He will take us home.
但我哋翻去佢为我哋预备好嘅地方，呢个乐园或者咁。
To take us home to the place where He had prepared for us, that is paradise of God.
点解佢咁要带我哋翻去好去到呢个属天嘅家乡
？Why does He have to take us to His heavenly home, this paradise?
因为佢爱我哋。
Because He loves us.
佢爱我哋，佢想同我哋永远永远嘅一同。
He loves us and He wants to be with us for eternity.
我记得一个弟兄最近要婚姻，佢话佢真好爱嘅妻子，佢话真系想带佢翻屋企啦，即系嗰个婚宴之后。
And I was at the wedding, and the brother said, I really love my wife, and I want to take her home now.
呢个系主嘅爱。
This is the love of the Lord.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Let's pray together. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you because you.Are the one who never changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
感谢我们的主，因为你不改变，你昨日、今日、直到永远都不改变。
We give you thanks that you love us even though we are forever changing.
虽然我们时常的改变，但我们很感谢你。
That we did have our first love, but many have forsaken our first love to you.
有起初的爱，我们很多人有起初的爱，但我们将起初的爱来到离弃。
Lord, we thank you that your calling to today is that we should recover our first love to you.
你的呼召是叫我们将我们原有的起初的爱来到恢复过来。
Because you yearn for the church to be made ready as your bride to be united with you forever.
因为你想要你的教会是预备好来到永远的作为一个新妇是同你是联合起来。
And therefore, you desire for us to have this genuine and pure first love for you.
所以你的爱慕是叫我们是有一个很真诚的这个爱。
Our Lord, we confess our shortcomings, our failures before you.
我们来到承认主，我们很多的亏欠，我们很多的失败。
Indeed, we are very much like the church in Ephesus.
我们都很像以弗所的教会。
That on the outside, there may be many services, many hard work being done, many endurance tasks that we have been doing.
我们外面有很多的做很多的忙碌工作劳苦，我们很多的做很多的 服侍又忍耐。
And year after year, decade after decade, we seem to have maintained our services and our meetings.
是一年过一年，十年过十年，我们就保持我们的服侍。
On the outside, it seems everything is fine and perfect.
外面好像什么都是美满，是好的，完全的。
But inside us, there's already decay and fallen behind.
但在我们里面，我们已经是腐败、扭坏，已经是慢慢的是跟不到了。
And you no longer find in us this first love.
你在我们中间，在我们里面寻找不到这个原有起初的爱。
Thank the Lord that you remind us to repent from where we have fallen.
你提醒我们，叫我们从我们最落那里来到悔改。
That if we have put people, things, matters,Before you.
我们如果是将事情、将人是摆在你之前。
We ask that the Lord cast them outside.
我们求主将这些除掉。
Burn them on the pile.
求你就好像叫我们去晓得去烧焚烧它一样。
So that once again, this simple first love can grow within us again.
所以以致这个很简单的起初的爱在我们里面再一次来到燃点生长。
For this is what you desire more than other things.
因为这个是你比其他一切的你更羡慕更爱慕。
Because if we do not have our first love, then other things mean nothing towards you.
如果我们的起初的爱都没有了，其他的事情其他的一切对你来讲是没有意思的。
So we ask the Lord to Use the Holy Spirit to do a very deep work inside each one of us.
所以我们求主的圣灵在我们心里面做更深的工作。
To recover this first love in each one of us.
将我们每一个在我们里面原有起初的爱来到恢复起来。
To recover this first love among your church.
是在你的教会的里面来到复兴这个起初的爱。
Whether it is the fellowship here in East London.
无论是东伦敦的教会这里的团契
Whether it is the fellowship in Southampton,
或者 Southampton 的教会
Whether it is the fellowship in Portsmouth,
或者是珀斯茅斯的教会
We pray the Lord when you look at us, you will see this first love being manifested.
主啊我们求当你看到我们的时候你看见这个原有起初的爱来到彰显。
We ask the Lord to do a very deep work that is That will be permanent, that will really change us from within.
求主做一个更深的工，做一个到永久的工，改变我们。
We do not desire the superficial changes.
我们不爱慕只是很片面、很表面的一些改变。
Just touching the surface, scratching the skin.
不是只是说是皮面的这些的摸到皮面的这些的事情。
Lord, we ask you to do a deep work in our hearts.
主啊，我们求你将一个更深的工作做在我们的心的里面。
Change us from within.
将我们从里面来到改变。
So that we conform to your likeness.
使主我们能够模成你的模样。
That we may have a genuine love for you.
我们又对你，我们有一个诚实真诚的爱。
That we may seek your face.
我们就寻你的面。
That there is a genuine waiting and learning, longing and yearning.For your coming.
我们有个诚心的在你的面前来到爱慕来到等候你。
Continue to speak to us.
我们求主你继续的向我们说话。
Do not let us go.
不要让我们走啊。
But capture each one of us.
所以我们每一个都来到找住俘虏着一样。
Because we belong to you.
因为我们是属于你的。
We are your body.
我们是你的身体。
You are to do your work until it is finished.
你要作你的工，因为你要作成为止。
May you have all the glory and praise and honor.
求你让你得着所有的荣耀和尊贵。
May you find a dwelling place within us.
让你在我们当中找到一个你可以安居的地方。
We give you thanks and worship.
我们感谢和敬拜你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.